Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have two guests on the show today from Jefferson Matters and Main Street Chamber Community. We'll be starting with the promotions team co-chair, Bonnie Silbaugh, joining us now. So thank you very much, Bonnie, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we've got kind of a big thing coming up here next week in the city of Jefferson. It's the citywide garage sale. So give us the details about what you're looking for on that aspect.
Sure. So actually, today and tomorrow, we're having sidewalk sales at our retail stores. And so that kind of enhanced us to think, what can we do in the community to encourage people to get out and about and start shopping? And so while they're shopping this weekend in our stores, we're also encouraging them to have their own garage sale at home. So we've heard from the community a lot that they wanted a citywide date where people can be encouraged to have garage sales, because right now it's just here or there, it's really small ones. And so we've taken the feedback from our customers and turned that into a weekend of garage sales. So we're hoping a lot of people give us a call, get signed up for that. They can call Matt and Beth over at the Main Street office to get that set up. It includes them getting listed on the map, so it'll have their address listed. It will have basic details of what they'll have for sale, and it's all free. So if you have wanted to have a garage sale but don't want to pay for the advertising, this is your chance to get signed up. Your local Main Street and Chamber is going to take care of you for that, and we just want as many people to be a part of that as possible.
Bonnie, where are the maps going to be available for people to pick up?
Primarily online, but then they'll also be available at the Main Street and Chamber office, so you can stop by there to pick those up. We will try to have those available in some of the retail stores, but it moves so quickly that you really won't have a chance to pick those up. And online is just kind of the new thing. And so we want you to take a look at our Facebook page, look online on our website, and if you need to, you can stop in the Main Street office to pick that up.
And when's the cutoff date for those that are interested in being included on the map?
Yep. So the deadline is Monday, July 11th, and that would be about 4 p.m. or so when the office closes, because we'll be distributing those Tuesday morning. And so we're going to do it pretty quick. So you can join anytime, but if you want included on the address list and on the maps for the advertising, which will also be on our local cable channel station, we want you to have that in by 4 p.m. on Monday.
And finally, Bonnie, you mentioned your sidewalk sales. Just give us a little insight on the types of things that people can check out this weekend and shop locally here.
Well, every time we have a change of season, you know, summer is here, so that means all of our fall and Christmas is already coming in. So we got to get that summer out of there, and even some spring that still seems to linger around. And so you're going to see deep, deep discounts inside stores and outside. So if it's hot, don't let that deter you, because there's still AC and deals on the inside. But there's over 14 different stores participating, all your regulars that come and join us for things. So we encourage you to go around town, go around Jefferson, and pick up all those good sales.
Now we turn our attention over to the Tourism and Events Coordinator Matt Wietrich here to fill us out on what else is going on in the community. So thank you very much, Matt, for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks, Coltrane.
Absolutely. Well, the big news on the street is the Centennial is finally open, and it's had its first couple of days of people coming through the doors. Again, just talk to us about that rotating menu that Sarah Ostrander, the owner of the kitchen part of it, the restaurant part of it. Talk to us about that.
Well, the reviews I've been seeing so far have been flying colors. The people are very happy and very full. So I have yet to get in there, and I'm really excited about trying a variety of things. Looks like some of the daily soups, they sound amazing. And the desserts. You've got the strawberry shortcake, but also better than the Bell Tower cake, which I hear, Coltrane, is not too bad.
It is delicious, and that might be an understatement. But she does offer some really good choices for lunch, and she's open primarily for lunch during the week.
Yeah, so it sounds like 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. will be lunch, Monday through Friday, and then extend hours till 4 o'clock for just desserts. So you can stop in for desserts and some coffee or whatnot. And they've got their own special blend from Green Bean. So Rich has put together her own special coffee for the Centennial, which is way cool as well. So yeah, stop in 2 to 4 if you're interested in desserts only, and come in between 11 and 2. They are taking reservations, it sounds like, which is probably a good idea here at first, as everybody's excited to stop in. And it'll be interesting to see how often they rotate menus. I'm not sure if they've decided that yet or not, but that'll be fun, because it'll keep us coming back and keep trying things for sure.
Give us a little update about the Experience Jefferson website. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we kind of last covered that, but
yeah,
there's kind of a new little development with that.
People can go on themselves and submit events, and that's really cool because we want to be able to help promote events, you know, such as the garage sale stuff coming up here that Bonnie talked about, and whatever you think is worthy of being on the community calendar, you can go in and add it yourself there. Our buddy Abby McConnell's kind of on the backside of that, and I guess she's got the final say if it's, you know, appropriate to be on there, but I would assume most things probably would fit the bill there. And it is a resource that I tap into almost daily and tell people about daily when they call the Welcome Center. And, you know, just this morning talked to somebody from out of town and they're talking about a trip here. And I said, you got to go check out our new website, experiencejeffersoniowa.com. And it's got pretty much everything you could imagine on there. And one of the great resources is the Gather Here. And it gives you an idea of all the places around Greene County you can have group meetings or rental spaces, stuff like that. Even for me, that was, oh, yeah, that's a nice collection of them right in one space. So, yeah, go on there on the events tab and you can click and it'll give you a little form to fill out about your event. Really straightforward, really simple to do. Yeah, tremendous resource for us.
How user-friendly is this website?
Really, really user-friendly. I think Abby's done a great job. It's laid out in a couple different ways. Some neat pictures and video on there and get everything from food to events to attractions to family stuff. And, you know, so we're hoping to encourage folks to want to, when they see that, like, oh, wow, that's a destination I could go fill a day or two up. But also, this is a community that I could see taking my family to go live in. And that's part of the motivation behind that website as well. And I think, like I said, Abby's done a spectacular job with that. And we'll have it around for a long time to benefit the community.
And something that's coming up starting next week, all of a sudden, is the 2022 edition of this year's Greene County Fair taking place July 12th through the 18th.
Yeah. And I highly encourage folks to go out and partake in that, support the 4-H folks. They've got a new cafe out there, correct?
Yep, they got some renovations done at the Clover Cafe, which is by far their biggest fundraiser for the 4-H program. And they've also got some great additions with some of the ground attractions they have this year, as well as the grandstand entertainment with, I believe, the rodeo is on Friday night next week, and then you've got the truck and tractor pull on Saturday night.
What I love about the fair is that it's got kids involved from all ages, and it's a good mix because you have things that you see from out on the farm, and a lot of the city kids get to partake in some of those things they may not get to otherwise, or at least experience those things they may not get to otherwise. So you have kind of a nice mix of our rural and town cultures, if you will, even though we're a rural community per se, but we do get a nice mix of that, and kind of a fun way to showcase our farming community and the farming kids and all the fun stuff they get to do. And really the 4-H program is a gem in itself, and the fair is its time to really shine. So definitely go out and celebrate that and some neat things we don't get to do any other day of the year besides what we see at the fair.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program here with Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber of Community is Bonnie Silball, representing the promotions team, as well as Matt Wietrich, the tourism and events coordinator. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.